I used to go up there and hold dances for the teenagers because there was nowhere else for them to go. I'd have different people to give us hot dogs, and so the kids could have a hot dog up there. I would take toilet paper out of my house because there wasn't toilet paper to put into the bathroom for the boys or the girls to use. I remember the Harambes and some of the other group would provide a breakfast program up there for the kids. So they did good stuff. So that was before People's Center. That's when it was Malcolm X Center.
Used to be called Malcolm X. That's where everybody black went. Play pool, ping pong. They had TVs in there. You could watch video, movies, eat hot dogs.
During the time we was growing up, it was also known as the Malcolm X. It was called the Malcolm X Center.
Is that right?
Because we used to go up there, but it was just a little brown building, you know, light brown, almost, you know, like the army building. We used to, band used to play up there. And for it to be called the Malcolm X Center, you know, give you some degree of the consciousness level.
I remember when it made a transition from the Malcolm X Center to the People's Center.
Back when I was a kid and I was going there as a community center, it was the Malcolm X Center. And I very clearly remember it changing to People's Center. But I don't even know why there was an impetus to change it. Which name gets the most votes? And People's Center got the most votes, even though a lot of people were really lobbying to keep the Malcolm X Center.
You grew up out here, you definitely went to People's Center. And if you didn't go to People's Center, you ain't from out here pretty much.